We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, 99 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Hello, happy Thursday. Feels like Friday. Checked out yet?
Yep, I'm barely listening to you right now.
Excellent. Scott's Pisano, Sandy Waters, 20 years here, Rochester Radio, with hazy sun, much warmer, 91 degrees, 90 degrees today. Yeah.
And if you're saying it out loud, I'm checked out. If you're telling coworkers or the boss, listen, that was the trial this morning in the judgment zone. Mm-hmm. The jury gives you permission.
Yeah, it was voted justified.
You don't have to filter. I always thought you had to filter who you say that in front of. Yeah. But apparently, or maybe we have a bunch of listeners who are just very much checked out. And naked. That's what I've learned today on the show so far. Our listeners are checked out and naked.
This is what we've learned.
if you missed any of the show, it's up on the podcast. Just look for the Spazzano and Sandy podcast.
Okay.
It'll make sense when you listen to the podcast.
And coming up here, 13 WM News, I have to add something to it. Just came in. This is kind of disturbing. Out in Fairport, they found, as the sun came up, racial epithets, swastikas, and KKK written on multiple properties. The Pines in Fairport,
apartment. Really?
Yeah. So they got the police out there trying to figure out who did that. So sign of the times, just so bad. But the rest of your 13 WM News is on the way. So it's 4th of July weekend and there's nothing to do. There's no fireworks. But I found some things to do.
Are there fireworks?
Oh, not official ones.
Yeah.
Your neighbor might be losing some limbs over, fireworks. So there, of course, people are saying just be very careful and they are illegal, but there is a couple of things going around. I thought I'd touch on a few things. If you want to do stuff with your family, I found out the Genesee Country Village and Museum in Mumford is doing a thing on Saturday, live patriotic game, music, games, demonstrations by blacksmith, all the stuff, the cool stuff they do. They're going to read the Declaration of Independence, craft beer, soft drinks, hot dogs, burgers. Bring a blanket and camp out on the Great Meadow, and they will be, all safety, first there. They got to call in advance because they're only taking so many people. But that's kind of cool. Okay. It's something to do, My wife wanted to go to the zoo. Her mom has a zoo membership, but you got to call ahead of time to reserve a time. So there's all kinds of limitations on stuff, but there is stuff to do. The beach will be open, of course. They'll have lifeguards there. All the different beaches, including Hamlin. And then there's dinner on the Diamond. Remember we talked Dan Mason and the Red Wings? They have 45 tables set up.
Yeah, they need that kind of income. If you want to support a local business who needs, I mean, if their season is done, you would think that they would need this extra creative ways to generate revenue.
Well, just to be able to go to the ballpark, but to be able to sit down on the field on the Diamond, that's cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah, dinner on the Diamond series Thursday through Sunday. It allows you to go eat dinner on one of the 48 tables on the warning track closest to the dugouts. You got to call and reserve a table, of course.
Sure.
Yeah, and I think they also have the drive-in that's still going on over in the parking lot at Frontier Field from the city. This week, tonight's Big Lebowski, and this is Spinal Tap. It's tonight. Double feature.
Oh, funny.
And then for the kids, Friday and Saturday, the Lego Movie and Karate Kids playing. And again, just go to Rockin' Drive-In, the city of Rochester. There's real drive-ins, too, like the Silver Lake Drive-In in Perry. That's open. All kinds of stuff. So there is some stuff to do if you're looking to do. But other than that, you probably need to stay low, stay masked, mm-hmm. wash your hands, and stay like that. So, yeah, it's 8:12 on Spisano and Sandy. I think we need to do a little couples therapy coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Are you really willing to just openly talk about this?
Yeah, because it's a big
point. It's a big debate in your house right now.
It is, and I think it's going through a lot of people. I mean, lots of people. And this is a weird, you know, stupid coronavirus. It's messing everybody up.
What you and your wife are disputing right now, you are absolutely right. There's a lot of families dealing with this, but is she okay with you talking about this on the
air? I hope so.
Okay. All right, we're in.
Hold on. It's coming up next to The Buzz. Stay there. 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy. Sunny and 90. Tomorrow, sunny and 87. Saturday, sunny and 88. Happy 4th of July week. And Spisano, Sandy, I got a problem.
Okay, this is making me nervous that this debate has not been settled, not even close to a resolution. So you might get yourself in trouble by talking about it.
Oh, don't you
but
wish.
But you might need us.
I do need you. I need some therapy here. Yeah. Help me out.
Okay.
How do I tiptoe around this?
And yeah, do it rightly. Just say it.
Okay, Ellie's birthday is July 20th. She's turning one.
It's a big one.
Big.
First birthday.
Yeah.
Gosh, wait a minute. 18 Pause
days.
For 1 second. Holy cow.
18 days from now, she will be 1 year old.
That doesn't seem real.
I know. And
wow. Okay, keep going.
My wife has mm-hmm. planned a big party. Big to do. 40 invites went out with her picture on it. Mail got them done by whatever print, and they send them to you, and you mail them out.
And she did this so long ago. She's been prepping this party.
It's the dream of every new mom and dad. And bounce house.
Look at you said, new mom. Pause.
And dad.
Pause. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm so
and
stupid.
Us too. It's bigger for mom. Yeah. It really is.
It absolutely is.
It is.
It's okay. It's so true.
Bounce house. I mean, we're talking cater, food, special cake, cupcake, whole package. And last night, so remember I had a wedding coming up next Friday? That got canceled. Mm-hmm. That got canceled.
It did get canceled.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you know where I'm going with this, right?
Well, if they're canceling a wedding, then birthday.
Yeah, so that's where we're at. We tried to have a little discussion about it last night, and it didn't go well. Because we both know on the inside, we probably shouldn't have all these people over, obviously. And it's all family, though. It's all family, cousins, aunts, uncles. Like, ugh.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That it's family. So what is the number? Okay, what's the official number Cuomo is saying that we can gather?
50.
Gatherings of
50.
50. Okay, mm-hmm. So you're under that number.
Yeah.
Who wants to cancel? Who wants to keep it going?
I kind of want to cancel it. But then it got thrown back at me like, well, we go to the lake and we see people up there and da 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 da. And I'm like, it's kind of like different. Well, we don't know who they've been around. This is family.
She's got a very valid point.
It
you
is.
See one person, that person sees one person.
Right,
and
right.
That's how it all.
But it's like three people, maybe four at the most. Here,
yeah, but those four people see.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And we're all cautious. We're all very cautious. We're living by rules at the campground where it's really strict. It's stricter than home.
Here's the thing. Everybody, quote unquote, nobody ever says, hey, I'm not being cautious. Everybody thinks they're being cautious until they're not being cautious because they're in a group of whatever number of people.
So now what do we do?
222-289.
Yeah, help me out. 222 Buzz. I also said, you know what? It's just, this is a political term, but it's like the optics of the whole thing. We live on a cul-de-sac, little circle at the end and back out again. So everybody, to have 40 people, just the optics of it. I don't know if it's going to be 40, but we've invited that many, right?
I think of the same thing. How does this look?
How does this look? Right.
Especially because, and this is going to sound weird, but it's especially because you and I both have been, warning people, don't follow the rules. Don't do it. Stay nice. And then all of a sudden, now what are you doing? You're a hypocrite.
Well, I'm not a hypocrite because I'm staying within the guidelines of what the state says we can do.
Sure.
But I still don't. I cancel
the party. I'm team icky. You.
Oh, will you call my wife?
I do.
Okay, let's take a call. Hi, the boss. Good morning. Hello. Hi.
It's me again.
Hello.
I think you should do it at your house.
Well, that's
get the inflatables and do it at your house.
Yeah, well, that's where it was supposed to be. I just want to cancel it. I think we should cancel it.
Well, I called you earlier and I told you that people aren't wearing their masks.
I know, that's
so
the thing.
It's not worth it. It's not worth exposing yourself. I've been waiting almost a year just try to see my mother who lives in Canada.
Oh.
And she's not well. Mm. So I'm getting pissed off.
Yeah,
so
I can imagine.
Compromise with your wife and say, how about we do it at the house and do the inflatables?
Gotcha. That's a problem, though. It is at the house. And that, again, it's back to the optics of what it looks like.
I don't like it, Scotty. I don't like it.
But it's her first birthday.
I know. See, I was just going to say that. I was just going to say that. First birthday, you think, holy cow, this is huge. Is it really huge? It's only huge for you because she's oblivious.
Oh,
wait
a second. What about walking around naked, that whole thing earlier this morning? So she's oblivious, huh?
That's different.
Yeah. I see her. I see where you're going.
I don't like, I didn't throw a big party. Am I the only person who didn't throw a big bash for the one-year-old birthday party?
Really?
I just threw the typical small intimate party, but I don't think we're in crisis mode right now.
Yeah.
No, abort mission on the party. She's not going to care. She's not going to get mad at you that you didn't throw her a big bash with a pony and she can't even go in the inflatable.
The
She's
other
too
kids.
Young.
The
for
other
the inflatable.
Kids. The other kids, though.
This is not a party for the other kids.
Yeah,
this is supposed to be a party for your daughter. Abort mission. Cancel party.
Yeah.
Do you get your money back? I don't even care if you get your money back
or
not.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Hi, the boss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Donzo.
Have the party.
Oh,
Donzo.
You're doing that just to stir the pot.
They say
you can have gatherings of 50 or less.
Right.
And all right, hold on.
You know all these people,
score.
Right?
Yeah, they're all family.
And they haven't been out of state.
And a few friends.
They haven't been out of state, right?
No.
What are you worried about? There is
okay.
no do-overs on the first birthday. You know that, right?
I know.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Okay, here. I'm keeping tally here.
Okay.
We got Scott wants to. What do you want to do? You want to officially cancel this, right, Scotty?
Yeah, yeah.
So cancel. I'm putting you down under cancel.
Uh-huh.
It's you and me only so far because then we have, what, Jill, the woman, and Donzo who say go, keep it going.
I would have it for sure.
Shoot.
Okay, 222-2899.
Ugh.
This is it. There's no way. The majority of people are going to say keep this party going. 40 people for a first birthday?
I know. And then, do I get a porta potty so nobody goes in the house? It's like, that whole thing. Anyway, 222 Buzz if you can help, all right?
Okay.
98.9 to Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy. Happy 4th of July weekend as we kick it off with the everything 80s. Man, we are starting early and we're going late with it all weekend long. It's Bizan and Sandy on the Buzz. Beautiful hazy sun 91. Okay. So in this couples therapy, I'm putting myself on the couch. Ellie's birthday, my daughter's birthday her first birthday is July 20th. Big to do. My wife has put together the incredible dog and pony show. And she's amazing. Invites, bounce house, cater food, the whole package. 40 people at the house ready to go. Brand new back deck. Landscaping, new furniture. I mean, damn, Skippy. I don't want to do it. It's just too soon. And I'm afraid that somehow someone is going to either have it or get coronavirus. And I don't want to be responsible for that.
And she doesn't want to cancel the party.
Of course not. This is big
I'm
for
with
her.
You.
This is big for her, obviously. Your child's first birthday party. And it's not like I'm an observer. I'm dad, but it's not as it's really big for mom. This is a celebration of what she did, and what we. I mean, 8 years we tried to have a baby, and this is like the party. but I can't. I don't.
I'm with you, Scotty. Yeah. I'm wholeheartedly with you. I don't get the first birthday party to spend all that money, all that time, and now, beyond all that, to risk it?
It's not,
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
That's first in my mind. Money is the last thing. It's just that's the first thing is the safety feature.
Sure.
And the optics and the visuals. The visual, like, how does this look in the neighborhood? All these people.
People are going to be judging you.
But some of the neighbors are invited, too. So now I'm going to piss them. I don't know. Plus, my across-the-street neighbor's son's graduation party is that day at a park.
I don't like these parties. I don't know. I'm with you. I say cancel it.
Jeez.
Who cares if you lose money on this? I mean, I'm sure vendors are going to give you a break.
Yeah, we've arranged that we can get out of it. Everything.
Okay.
But, all right.
Get out.
Calls. Hi, the boss.
Scotty the body. What's going on? How are you?
Help me out. Help me out.
Scotty the body.
Hey, you know. You know what, man? Have the party. Enjoy the people. You're never going to have another first birthday party for your child.
I know. That's the struggle.
Just have it.
Is it really worth? Hold on a second. Is it really worth the risk? Right now, we're in a risk versus reward mentality, and this is really worth that risk.
Yes, it is. It's a first birthday party.
Wow.
And this is like, I mean, this. Then you get what, the 16th. I mean, you got 15 more years before you have a huge one like this, guys. Enjoy
Baby
the
Ellie,
moment with your family.
Baby Ellie has no clue it's her first birthday. The only evidence will be pictures. Wow, this is crazy.
Her, man, you got no. Enjoy it. Enjoy the day. Be outside.
I don't get it.
Yeah, and if it rains, then we got 40 people inside, and ugh.
Nope, I don't get it. I'm with you, Scotty.
You know what, guys? I haven't missed a single event with my family, and I won't. Mother's Day, nothing. I won't miss an event with my family for anything.
There you go.
You never know when your family won't be around to enjoy these times with, guys. You never know.
All right, I'm praying for you right now that you and your family stay healthy and safe.
Sandy, I was healthy before all this. I was healthy before all this, guys.
Wait a minute. Wait, let me reach for it. I'm holding my rosary.
Oh,
yeah. Because you know I live in an Italian home, so I got one. Arms reach.
I appreciate it.
There's one hanging on every corner. Thank you.
That's right. I don't know how to do the prayers of it, but I got it.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling the buzz.
Hello, the buzz. Good morning.
Hi, Scott.
Hello. Hi, honey.
So I think you should cancel it because your daughter's not going to remember it, number one.
Right.
Number two, do something special as a family, just your family only, in all that hoopla that you're going to give her.
Mm.
Do it like her third, her fourth birthday so it's rememberable.
That's what I was thinking, too.
You know, do a nice family picture for her birthday. Get a photographer. You can be 6 feet apart. You can have maybe somebody blow up a clown or something like that, and have pictures of her first birthday.
Yeah,
her cake.
Yeah. I say the backdrop.
Yeah.
Instead of blowing up a clown, I say the backdrop should be a bunch of like coronavirus bubbles all over.
Or just tons of balloons, so you can throw balloons all over the place where she can play with the balloons and take pictures with her through the balloons.
You're preaching. You're preaching to the choir. You have to talk to my wife. She just like I'm like.
It almost irritates me the people, the mindset that are like it's okay, it's fine, we'll all be fine. Because you hear those stories. You just read me a story. What was it, Scotty? What was it?
You got to hear this. So this guy went to a barbecue. This is out in California. His name is I forgot his name. But before before the barbecue, he barely went out. Right? His brother-in-law said he was a really social guy. He's feeling isolated. Decided finally to visit his friends when the state in California lifted some restrictions. So he goes to this barbecue. And he gets coronavirus. He reaches out on social media. He's like, listen, guys, this is no joke. And he was dead the next day.
Wow.
A friend of his who was at the party reached out to him and said, hey, I had coronavirus. And I knew I had it, but I thought I could tend because I didn't think anybody could get it because I hadn't any symptoms.
See?
And the next day, the guy was dead.
Yeah, that's horrible. See, I feel for your wife. This is her first child. She wants to do everything she can possibly do for her.
Mm-hmm.
But you still can do it without all those people.
It doesn't make her a bad mother if you don't.
No,
have
it doesn't
party
that at
no,
all.
Yeah. Well, you know? we have to backpedal all the people we invited.
Yeah,
da, 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 da.
Who cares?
Amen.
That's okay. They can. You know what? Let them do a drive by. Let them have the parade. You live in a cul-de-sac?
Yeah.
Do the parade, you know, and have the baby in a stroller or something so she can see it all. Yeah. And then just drop the gifts off at the curb.
just toss them out the window. Okay?
There you go. Just take it and then schedule something, you know, that she's going to remember in her later years.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Thank you. You're the best.
2-2-2-8-9-9.
Okay,
so
you guys have a great fourth.
You too. Bye, honey.
It's just us three so far who think you should cancel this.
I got one more. Then we got to take a break. Hi to Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Doug, how you doing, man?
Yes, how are you?
Good. What's your take on this whole thing?
Cancel or not?
I would say stick to your guns, Scott. Oh. It's just not worth it.
It's not. And, you know, everybody's like going to want to hold the baby.
Yep.
You
good
know?
Point.
Yeah.
Just like that barbecue story. You just don't know.
It's heart-wrenching. And why take the chance?
It's just not worth it.
Trust me.
Okay,
we have
so
been working on this.
So in couples therapy.
Yeah, go ahead.
We always try to find a solution, right, and help mm-hmm. the couple out. So right now, looking at all the calls and opinions, we did not come to a resolution because it's evenly split.
Fantastic.
I guess we'll
just keep the conversations some other day, right? Jesus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.